I get moved on any emotion that genuinely intrigues me, I'm out of it. I'm with it. I jump on it with both of my fucking sets of teeth cling to the fucking jugular.
Right, but now, like, the second
the point is, let's get to the bottom.
The second one came across as a cash-in on the first ballot MTV success. You know, second damn
MTV success? What MTV success? They didn't play any of our shit. They played a little bit of High
video.
Enough.
A
little bit of High Enough.
That was like, you know, microwave rotation.
Get
like
the fuck out of here. Was
really? Come on, yeah.
Totally. First of all, welcome to the real world. You know how many times I've watched MTV? Once in my fucking life.
You got to be on top of this thing.
You know what I'm on top of? I'm on top of a real America with working hard, playing hard, white motherfucking shit kickers who are independent and get up in the morning and go,
Show me one. There's one named Russell Simmons.
I never heard of him.
He's head of Def Jam Records. He was there that day that you cut the video with the Don, and apparently my sources tell me you told him that you're a bigger nigger than he'll ever be.
Yes, exactly what I said.
Now, what did you mean by that?
I meant that I've got soul, that I don't resort to fucking electronic drum beats, and I listen to James Brown and Wilson Pickett and Sam and Dave.
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah,
those are niggers. Those are fucking spirited, genuine African
American. Back in the days in Detroit.
I never met
Funkadelic or George Clinton. I've heard you boast of it in print before.
Mm-mm.
Never?
No.
Do you know who those guys are?
I sure would.
They should motherfucking ask.
You bet they do.
Okay.
They got the Detroit attitude.
Okay.
I met one of them.
No,
it might have been Bootsy. Is that one of them, Bootsy?
Bootsy, yeah.
I met him at an outdoor shit kicker in New Baltimore, Ohio.
Right.
69.
Right.
We jammed.
Okay. Now,
but I never saw the band.
I have a problem, you know, with this attitude. I mean, obviously because I'm
what
not
attitude?
Most people would call it racism.
Racism, what's that?
Yeah.
I'm not a racist by any stretch.
Well, why has it been, you know,
I'm let down by the
in real America is equivocated with white
because the black guys with this rap electronic make believe talentless music makes me want to throw up.
What about no idea?
I have no idea what football and stuff.
You didn't play football in high school?
No,
you were a geek.
I was a fucking rock. Yeah, I was a geek. All right, I played fucking every week and I invented short skirts. That's a geek.
How old were you when you first got laid? 21?
Who the fuck knows? I don't know, 16 or something
16?
Like that? What does that do then?
Well, you know, what were you like in high school? Were you
I was a rock and roll.
Were you an outcast? Did you have friends? You know,
Bob, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Bob, 30. Before you knew
how
which
are you?
Before you knew
how
which
you?
Shit, I'll get to that. Before you knew which tit to suck on, I was fucking inventing short skirts. I played every weekend rock and roll since I was 9 fucking years old, asshole.
You've been gigging out?
Yeah, you noticed.
Okay.
No, you haven't noticed.
You
think somebody manages into this shit.
No,
I invented this shit. I invented this shit. When you were fucking, sitting back
integrity.
Drinking fucking beer, watching some cowboy pass a fucking pigskin ball, I was out fucking teaching the girls how to dance with the sexiest rock and roll in the world. That's what you call real life, my friend. I don't sit on the couch and watch MTV. I don't sit on the couch and watch a bunch of fucking assholes play electronic music. I don't fucking watch guys do something. I do it.
Okay.
I do shit. I never watch nothing.
Now, when you